KUTX 98.9. I'm Jay Trachtenberg, and we are live in Studio 1A. Cliff Hargrove and Jake Perlman are our engineers. We'd like to welcome our concert club members who are here. And we're really pleased and honored to have Andrew W.K. in town, back in town, and back in Studio 1A. Welcome.
Thank you. Yes, it is a privilege to be back here. I really appreciate it very much.
Well, you're currently on tour with the Party Never Dies tour. You're
That's
playing
correct.
At the Mohawk tonight. And in addition to being a musician and putting out albums and touring all the time, you're a motivational speaker, a columnist, an author, a radio DJ, a club owner, a producer, and need I say, a Renaissance man, so to speak.
Just a partier.
Just a partier.
Yeah, all those things fall under the umbrella of partying, okay. Fortunately. Otherwise, it sounds a little overwhelming to me. I started to get a panic attack just hearing all those tasks being rattled off there.
Well, maybe we can talk about that in between tunes. What song would you like to start out with today, Andrew?
This is a song from our third album. It's called You Will Remember Tonight.
Andrew W.K. sitting at the Studio 1A Grand Piano. He's joined by David Pino on guitar and vocals and Amanda Lepre also on guitar and backing vocals.
Amanda Lepre is from Austin.
Really?
Yeah, that's so home, nice. Hometown event. Yep.
So, Andrew, excuse me. Your sort of brand is kind of party hard, but it's where some people might think, well, that's going out every night and drinking and partying and whatnot. It's more of a kind of general philosophy. Could you kind of address that?
If you haven't died yet, you have reason to celebrate. So that is the headspace, to try to maximize gratitude for existence and actively engage in it. And there's times when we are encouraged or reminded to be grateful, holidays, birthdays, even the weekend, like you said, Friday nights are a big active gratitude event. But throughout the day, with enough rigorous effort and focus, you can maintain the celebratory attitude. And when you get really advanced at partying, and I haven't even reached that place yet myself, the party gods are high above me in this regard, but I'm working my way there. When you get really advanced, you can even celebrate the down times because of the contrast that they provide. And it's irrational and it's illogical, but partying is about blasting past all of those binary, divisive concepts and trying to experience life as a transcendent positive experience that contains within it negative and positive with itself or something.
So I can see why part of your resume includes being a motivational speaker. Do you do that a lot?
Sometimes, whenever I'm asked, I try to go out there and cheer up other folks, but myself first and foremost. That's why I wanted to start partying, to get cheered up, because life felt pretty intense to me. And then I found out a lot of other people also felt like life was really intense. And you can either be crushed by that intensity or you can be motivated by it, pushed by it. So we're trying to push with the intensity at our hind quarters, push towards glory, push towards light. And as Dave once reminded me, look, you can curse the darkness and lash out at the negativity, or you can try to add more light. So we're just trying to add more light.
Sounds good.
Well, thank you.
So, Andrew, your father was a kind of a well-known legal scholar. Were you put under any pressure as a younger person to go in that direction?
Well, my dad, being a professor and teaching school, when he, actually, we were talking, just walking into the studio today about college, being on this campus, and Dave was saying, yeah, you never went to college. I said, no. He said, what'd your dad think? And my dad always told people, look, I teach college. I know it's no big deal. My son doesn't have to go. I think he was actually kind of relieved that I didn't go because he had already been immersed in it for his entire life. So, yeah, I just started partying instead.
And here you are today, live in Studio 1A.
Thanks to you.
All right. You can catch Andrew W.K. tonight at the Mohawk. And you have a new album coming out in the new year.
Yes, that's correct. Thank you for mentioning that. On March 2nd, 2018, our first full-length studio rock album in many years. Some people say 8 years, some people say nine, some say 10, some say 12. All I know is it's been since the last one came out.
Fair enough. Can we get you to do another song, Andrew?
Oh, absolutely. And this is a song about partying. So, when it's time to party, we will party hard. Thank you.
Parting Hard here in Studio 1A with Andrew W.K. along with David Pino and Amanda Lepree. You can catch them tonight at the Mohawk, and we'll look forward to the new album coming out March the 2nd.
Thank you.
Does it have a title yet?
We haven't released the title or the track listing or album artwork, but that will be coming up soon.
Okay. Well, Andrew, thanks very much for coming in. We appreciate your time.
Thank you for allowing us to do this.
I know you came all the way from Albuquerque. It's a
yes,
long
that's
haul.
True. Yes, about 12 hours. Very beautiful.
Well, glad you made it. Thanks.
Thank you.
Thanks to our engineers, Cliff Hargrove and Jake Perlman. Thanks to our video crew. And we're going to close out the live portion, but the band's going to stick around, do another tune for our concert club members. And the whole set will be up online. On our website at KUTX.org. I'm Jay Trachtenberg. I'll be around till 2 o'clock. It's KUTX 98.9, bringing you the Austin Music Experience.